A Democratic congressman from Massachusetts is rallying against the idea to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to Tidewater in Alaska for export to Asia. This fall, Governor Sean Parnell came out in favor of the idea, saying prospects to build a pipeline to Canada in the lower 48 weren't favorable. But Representative Ed Markey calls it a scheme and says if Alaska exports gas to the Chinese, quote, Uncle Sam really would deserve to be called Uncle Sucker. Larry Pursley is federal coordinator for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. He says Representative Markey has been an outspoken opponent of exporting liquefied natural gas out of the United States, but he says he's several steps ahead of reality.
It's the great thing about energy policy debate in this country is that the rhetoric gets way ahead of the facts. Exxon, ConocoPhillips, BP are not planning to build an export pipeline to send North Slope gas to China, despite Representative Markey's statement. Everyone's waiting to see if the three producers will go along with the governor's request to work together to study whether a project makes sense.
Representative Markey was not available for an interview, but in a press release, he says exporting U.S. gas will raise prices for U.S. consumers. Pursley says that's not true.
Right now, they're disconnected markets. You could export natural gas from Alaska, and it's not going to affect the lower 48 because there's no way to get it there anyhow.
Currently, there are 8 applications before the Department of Energy to export U.S. natural gas, but Representative Markey has introduced a bill in Congress that requires any natural gas extracted from taxpayer-owned federal land to be resold to American consumers. Pursley does not expect that legislation to pass. In a statement, Senator Mark Begich called Markey's comments laughable, saying, yet again, Representative Markey is trying to shut down any Alaska development.